The Little Black Pearl started with an artist's dream in her basement, and that dream now resides in the Kenwood, Oakland neighborhood here in Chicago, inside of a 40,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility that serves our youth with its thriving nonprofit program, and it also services adults and families. Well, the Little Black Pearl has been responding to the need of art in underserved communities, and with its I Am project, they've created a direct link between supporters and children's needs. Okay, so this year, to celebrate 25 years with providing a safe environment, access to positive role models, rigorous programming, skills development, and social growth opportunities, the Little Black Pearl presents the Pearl Fest. And the Free Lakefront Festival will provide the entire family with entertainment, celebrities, food, fun, and live music from artists such as Robert Glasper, Avery Sunshine, Nona Hendricks, Terry Lynn Carrington, and the voice that you hear on the line, that is none other than Liz Wright. She is a neo-soul jazz singer, powerful singer, and I would like to welcome you to Shypedia Podcast, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I know that was a nice little rundown, but that's a little bit of history about the Little Black Pearl, because the Little Black Pearl is doing a lot in our community. And of course, when you do a lot, when you work hard, you play hard. You play harder.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, right? We do indeed.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely a privilege and an honor to have you bless our stage this weekend over at the, actually, Lakefront. At the Lakefront, it's going to be at the 39th and Oakwood Beach. And that's just right. a nice little setup there. And and you're going to bless us with your jazz, neo-soul sound. So thank you.
I'm super excited about it. We're also really thrilled. The cafe from Little Black Pearl called Carver 47, that's here at the corner of 47th and Greenwood, we are also going to have a vending stand, and we'll be serving, smoothies and salads and, you know, snacks and things like that. So we're very happy that we can offer some homemade lemonade and some real smiles to, you know, the bigger offerings. We like the little ones too. So we're excited about
Definitely. And the fact that this is for the entire family, this just defines what Summertime Shy is all about. Of course, we look forward to the festivals and the festivities that happens, and these are the things that we look forward to. So we're not only looking forward to you singing, but you're also a part of this booth that's going to be providing us with food and beverages as well.
I am. as a board member at Little Black Pearl, I was able to, you know, kind of muse with Ms. Haslip, the executive director and founder of this place. And she wanted a place for children to be able to experience the service industry and culinary arts and to interact with their neighbors, you know, and kind of get really accustomed to that in a shared space in their building. So we were able to create this together with the help of a lot of amazing people and family. And we are now 2 years in and just really grateful. So the whole kit and caboodle will be out there.
Awesome. We'll be on the lookout for that. Let's do a little bit of history about you. You know, you've been doing this whole thing for about 2 decades professionally, almost 2 decades. Am I correct?
That sounds so scary that I've been doing anything for 20 years.
Yes, it's true.
And then, but you've been singing your whole life.
I have. My father put me to work since I was 5 in his church. But so did my kindergarten teacher. I used to sing before we had nap time, like right after the Bible story and nap time. So I was the last generation where that was legal.
Really? Wait a minute. So it was only you that they were putting out there to sing, or?
Every day, Amazing Grace, after the Bible story, Miss Blackburn would look at this little girl. And I don't know what I sounded like. My throat was really tiny, but I would sing every day.
Obviously, it was powerful enough that you were put on this platform to sing for everyone. So that just goes to show what your story was gonna what was gonna unfold in your story years to come. And so with you starting out doing that, and your dad was actually in the church. He was a reverend. And
yes, right? In the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As we talk about the Little Black Pearl and their efforts in the community, in the arts, why do you feel art is important for the community?
Art is a beautiful medium of expression, and it's such a humanizing medium of, you know, exposure. You expose yourself, and there is no question of your intelligence, of your grace, of your worthiness. And, you know, nobody can really make that mark for you. Nobody can make that line for you. And this art is like it can be an equalizer in a way, because, you know, everyone deserves to be seen.
Right.
And to be heard. And I really love what we get to share because of it. So, you know, I think it's an important part of the humanities, it's an important part of education, it's an important part of a community's health and well-being. And we're glad to be supporting that. We're glad to be a big part of that.
Right. It's not only just visual. Of course, it comes with the vocals as well. And everyone have their own style. And I would say you have a brilliant style because,
thank you.
Yeah, you know, and as the New York Times describes you as you're a smooth, dark alto possessed of qualities you might associate with the barrel-aged bourbon or butter soft leather. That's quite a description. You know, I came up with that research myself, by the way. But this
that's
is something. You know, this
fantastic. Gosh, I don't know if I heard that one.
Okay, so that's a new one for you. But this is, you know, from the New York Times. This is what they say.
Oh,
and that
right
is,
here,
you
wow.
know. That is something big. That's huge. Okay, so describe how you develop your style, you know, because you don't see many artists like yourself.
Oh, you know, I just learned how to kind of use singing as a way to speak. So, you know, I think the sound that comes out is probably as unique as what's going on in my heart or how I'm experiencing, you know, a story. And I just am just so grateful that I have you know, something that people understand and want to be connected to. I mean, you never know. I mean,
yeah.
Oftentimes we make art for the sake of catharsis and just to sound ourselves into the universe and feel present. But we never really have a full idea of whether to be, you know, received by others. And no matter really how we sound, it's much about how it feels to others.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful that what makes me happy and you know, feel healed and heard does something for the people too. You know, it seems on its own without my devices to have its own kind of empathic, compassionate quality. And I don't know where that comes from. I'm just glad it's here.
Yeah, you know, that is truly a gift, you know. And so the styles that we're talking about, you know, you have a mix of jazz, you have the R&B and the folk. I mean, like I stated earlier, you don't really hear much of that anymore. Are there any artists that inspired you in any type of way?
Oh, so many. In the straight-ahead jazz world, I'm a huge Ella Fitzgerald fan. But I also am as much a fan of, like, Shirley Horn and Abby Lincoln. They had really great techniques. Like, Shirley Horn was so patient, and Miles Davis was so enamored with her as a musician because she would just make you wait between these phrases, and so much life happened, and it was so intense, you know? And then Abby Lincoln is this spirited storyteller who could really bring you into, you know, the whole of any room and really make you live inside the story she was telling. And there was nowhere else to go. Completely captivating. And of course, you know, we love Ella Fitzgerald, who could hang with the horn players, but also who could deliver a lyric, you know, with the kind of clarity and emphasis that the writer must have intended. Because you really think about what's being said because of the way she sings.
Wow. And why do you think that, you know, even with this history that you just described, you know, mentioning all these artists, it's important for our youth to really learn about these artists, right? You know,
do you
see the need in the school still as far as learning about this?
I do. I'm worried that you'll seduce me into another job. I seem to have about three already, but it sounds wonderful. And truth be told, you know, I'm so inspired by the youth here at Little Black Pearl. They're so special. You know, this is a small school, and they're so used to people looking them in the eye and knowing what they're up to that they really approach people who are even new to the building and the board members the way they do the teachers. And so they have really inspired me to find my best and redefine that to give to them, because they have a presence that just commands it. And they're gentle, but they really expect you to be present for them, because that's what they're used to here. And I think that's what makes this place so special.
Okay, that's awesome. Let's talk about your legacy or what you want to leave behind, what would that be? What gift would you like to leave behind?
I would just love to be a singer who, you know, more than extending a tradition, really opened up some discoveries in the science of singing, you know, as a healing art form, as a unifier of people, as a social science, but also just trying to figure out how to bring relief and health to the body of the person who sings. You know, I really think a lot about caring for musicians, and I always joke that my band is a Red Cross for musicians who play with rough artists. But I really have a tremendous passion from my, you know, my certification as a chef, and also just, you know, these 30 something odd years, I won't tell you how many, you can figure it out, of serving people. Yeah. I just have a desire to nurture, but especially those who have the calling of healing and giving and sharing and reflecting. Yeah. They need a special kind of care, you know? So I want my legacy to be that I built all of these things, my own career and, you know, this career in culinary arts to care for other artists, because that's what I'm really passionate about.
Really? Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. So that's, you know, that just shows the many gifts that you have, and you're tapping into all of them and you're bringing them together. And that's amazing.
Yeah, I might just be hyper trying to make it functional,
you know,
but I am thankful.
No, you're taking advantage of the time that you have here. You're a wise woman.
Thank you. I've put about a half pound of vegetables while I was talking to you in the garden.
and so since you cook, you know, are you you look at the health part? Are you an advocate for healthy lifestyle? Okay.
I am, but I believe in comfort as much as nourishment, because I think they are the same. Mm-hmm. I think they're two ends of the same spectrum. So, you know, when I cook something, I always am thinking about, like, how to deliver nutrients in, like, an unblemished form, like, not heavily manipulated. But I'm also thinking about it being beautiful, it being comforting. So, you know, I don't shy away from things that make food taste good. And I try to layer it with, you know, nourishment and actual pleasure. Like, I don't believe in going hard for either one and losing touch with the other. You know, I can't really hang with people who are, like, you know, sipping on the air at this point. I just can't do it. I'm a Southerner, you know?
Yes. I learned that. So you are from Georgia, from a small town. That was quite difficult for me to pronounce.
Oh, hey, Hira?
Hey, Hira. Hey, Hira. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard of it.
it's a freckle, don't worry.
Okay, but it's close to, is neighboring, what's the neighboring areas then that we're familiar with?
Valdosta. Yeah,
okay.
A little ways above the Florida state line, just nice midland, straight down I-75, you know.
Okay. All right. So she's a Southern lady. She's a Southern girl. She's bringing us the experience this Saturday. It's going to be jazz. In fact, just tell us, what should we expect this Saturday?
Well, I'm excited. We are under the musical direction of my big sister, Terry Lynn Carrington, multi Grammy award winning drummer, jazz drummer. And she is an incredible producer. And she has us singing together and doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm doing some stuff for my own record, which has a little bit of that Americana folk vibe to it. But then she's also has me doing some songs that I'm, like, literally just now learning. And that's what's so fun about her, because with every musician she plays with, she asks you to do what you do well, and then to go quite beyond your, you know, your wheelhouse and find something new in your own voice. And what's really uncanny is that she's always right about what you can pull off.
Okay. Yeah. And we're speaking of Terry Lynn Carrington. She's actually performed with greats such as Sheila E. You know, mm-hmm. She's been on stage with her and so many more. So, you know, she's it sounds like she's definitely a powerhouse. She's, you know,
she's
directing
remarkable.
Everyone. So,
yep.
So this is what we have to look forward to this Saturday. That's August 24th at the Black Pearl, well, the Little Black Pearl Festival. This is the 25th annual festival, going to take place at the 39th Street Oakwood Beach here in Chicago. That's going to start at, the doors open at 12. The show starts at 1 p.m. For more information, you can head over to blackpearl.org. And then also, Liz, please put out your information on how people can follow you and your website and mm-hmm. how they can learn more. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Go Liz. I am, I do have a Liz Wright page on Facebook. I'm at LizWright.net for my official web page. And I have 6 records out. I'm working on number 7 currently. All but 2 of those records are on Universal, 2 are on Concord. My most recent recording is called Grace. It was produced by my dear friend and brother, Joe Henry. And I'm going to be out of the lakefront with music and smoothies and salads.
Yeah, smoothies and salads, you know, and the healthy stuff. But not only that, there's going to be plenty of entertainment, of course, the food, the fun, mm-hmm. and the and family and people. So just come on out and enjoy. Are you on tour right now?
I am perpetually on tour for the rest of my life. I just take shorter runs. Okay. I just got back from Helsinki with the UMO Jazz Orchestra, uh-huh. and I go back out with my band, probably really soon. I try not to look because it's getting harder to leave this place. It's really lovely, the community here. So
okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be following you on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. That's Liz with 2 Z's.
That's right.
Right.
Double Z. Thank you.
I like that. That's right. Because that's your last name, right? I hope that's what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I do that all the time.
But we're looking forward to you at the Little Black Pearl. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to get us hyped, shall I say, for this weekend. But we're looking forward to seeing you.
Awesome. Likewise. Thank you so much. Shy P, shy P, shy P.